Hey everyone, so today's episode, episode 9, is about lowball offers and what to do if you get one. Okay, stay tuned.
Look at them. They have amazing jobs. Time after time, they're approached for amazing job after amazing job after amazing job. You get a 10-minute break at lunch to eat some crackers. It's time for you to get back in the game. This is Seen, Approached, Employed.
Seen, Approached, Employed.
Your host is an amazing headhunter who's been doing this for 20 years and has helped thousands of executives get great jobs. It's your turn. This is Seen, Approached, Employed. And this is your host, Emma Eyre.
Okay, so let's dive straight into lowball offers. So just for those of you who aren't sure of the terminology, lowball means ridiculously low offer, obviously. Now, they are offers that are, they're not sort of a slight decrease. You're talking like, you know, sort of 25, 50%, whatever. Now, that may sound crazy to some of you, but actually there's a lot of companies out there at the moment who are doing lowball offers. None of my clients are because they're just not that type of environment. And also we have gone through the pros and cons, with the cons massively outweighing as to why they shouldn't. So first of all, the reason that companies lowball are, they vary from the company can't actually afford you and is trying their luck. The company actually can afford to pay your full salary but has decided to take advantage of the market and is therefore just trying to get away with it and thinking that they can treat people like that. And the other reason is because maybe they don't need your full talents right now, so they might only need your skills for sort of 3 or 4 days of the week, and therefore it's not actually technically a lowball offer, not if they're only asking you to work 3 or 4 days a week. Particularly sort of now, if it suits you. And that's the key thing here. If it suits you to kind of work 3 or 4 days a week and be paid for 3 or 4 days a week, moving sort of 5 next year when things are different, that's absolutely fine. You know, if that works for you, then you do what you're happy with. But if it's a case of, we would like you to work 5 or 6 days a week, but we intend to pay you for 3 or 4, no. You're not doing this for charity. You're not, you know, you're benefiting them. So you need to have a benefit in kind. Now, so what happens if you get a lowball offer? So if you get a lowball offer, I would straight away go back to the company and say, disappointed. This is the salary I'm looking at. This is the region I'm getting offers in. Can you explain to me why the offer's coming so low and how you intend to make that up in the rest of the package? Now, this is a bit of a saving grace and a polite way of saying, look, you're taking the mick a bit here. And I'm giving you a saving grace here to not lose me completely. But you're doing it in a polite, soft way. And what you want them to come back with is either, you know, well, we can't afford to pay a salary that high at the moment because of X, Y, and Z. And that may be that the rest of the team aren't on that higher salary, or they've been told by the shareholders they can't offer that salary. But they can offer you a signing on bonus, or they can offer you a guaranteed bonus, or they can offer you a benefit in kind, which might be 20 days extra holiday or a car or something. So you never, ever, ever give away your time for free, because you, by undervaluing your time, you undervalue yourself and they see you as less of an asset. Okay. Now, what I mean by that is, I had, as you guys know, we advise quite a lot of tech boards, and I had someone call me up the other day and say, look, we were approached by this person for a chief marketing officer role. They look good, they got good credentials, but they were on 250 in their last role, and they've just straight away come in with, they'd take 150 if we just give them a job. Now, how would you feel if someone kind of said that to you, right? So I'll talk to you about how my client felt. So he felt, first of all, super excited, right? Because he's getting this amazing bargain. But then he started to panic and he started to think, well, actually, why is this person so quickly knocked, you know, something like 40% off their value? Were they overpaid before? Are they not confident in their ability to deliver how they delivered before? Were they not worth the previous salary? And also, look how quickly they lost faith in themselves, right? Are they going to do that with us? If there's something difficult that comes up in the market or something, you know, we're in a pandemic, for God's sake. So is if there's something that doesn't go right, are they going to just automatically crumble? Now, it's quite an interesting take on it because a lot of people don't look at it from the client's point of view when you decide to go in. You know, you're thinking, well, actually, I'm offering you me for a lot cheaper than I normally would. So why are you not taking me up on that deal? Now, if you think about this in any sort of context, how much value do you put to things that you pay full price for? How much value do you put for things that you pay a very cheap sale price for? Now, I think many of us could be very open and kind of say, you know, if I've paid full price for something, I'm maybe a bit more careful with it than I am if I got it quite cheap in a sale. You know, I'm a bit more concerned about it and I pay a lot more attention to it. So that's something that I want you to consider when you think actually there's a lot of competition. A way to win might be by lowering my salary, because it's definitely not the way to win. The way to win is by standing up, being proud, being seen. Yeah, being seen in the right places, making sure that you're the one that's approached, you're seen as the expert. So when it comes to your job negotiations, there is no question as to whether or not you are worth that salary. That's how you're going to stand out, right? By being seen as the expert in your market. Definitely not by being the person who knocks, you know, 40% off their base salary. Okay, it's just a very different type of approach, particularly in a leadership position. It is quite a worrying approach. Okay, it also says that you've kind of got into such a desperate situation that you're willing to take any job and therefore you're not bought into the company in particular, right? So just to be aware of, those things. Now, when should you take a lower salary? Okay, so only when it works for you. That's the only thing I can openly say. Only when it works for you. If someone is offering you shares are a possibility, right? It's a very volatile market right now. Do you want to bet on the next startup? Well, I would only bet money you can afford to lose right now. And yes, people are probably saying, well, that's a bit funny coming from Emma, because I've helped build many, many sort of billion-pound startups and you know, very, very successful technology startups. But I've also seen many, many, many more not hit the amount they're supposed to hit, and their shares are worth nothing. So if you're giving up your salary for shares, make sure it's money you can afford to give up. Do not live on a shoestring or on your credit card for the next 2 years thinking that your shares are going to make you rich. The way that you've got to look at shares is, it would be wonderful if they came in, but I'm not holding my life to receive them right now. Yeah, because we don't know what's going to happen. It's a pandemic. So now another thing to consider when you are getting an offer, consider why they're lowballing you, and do ask them, you know, why are you lowballing, as I said earlier, see what their response is. But are they the type of company that just takes advantage of people? Is that really the type of environment you want to join? Are they struggling? Now, if they're a company that's struggling and are kind of like waiting on, you know, hoping that you're going to come in and save them, unless that's your job and you're very confident you can deliver it, then I wouldn't go for it myself. There's plenty of companies out there booming. There's plenty of sectors booming. So take a look at them. That's your best bet at the moment. You don't want to go into an environment that's tanking, you know, like high street retail. You don't want to go and I just don't think that would be a very good idea right now. You can see that people are absolutely hating the way that the high street's behaving right now, because you just don't want to, who wants to go and wait for 20 minutes to get into Waterstone? You can't touch the books, you can't read them, you can't wamble around having a good look. I'd just rather go home and order it on Amazon after I've read a bit of it, you know, taking all the joy out of it. So joining a high street retail store right now, I wouldn't be surprised if they're offering you a lowball offer. I'd be surprised if they're offering you an offer at all, actually. But just things to consider, right? So if it's like someone like Netflix, someone like Disney, someone like Hula, someone like online wine merchants, someone like online gaming, those are booming sectors. They're going to continue to boom. Those are sort of sectors that you want to look at. And even if you've not worked in those sectors before, you know, look back at my posts, look back at my podcast. There's easy ways to kind of work out where you would fit. Right. So most of all, answer to the beginning question, no, don't take a lowball offer unless there are rare circumstances and it works for you. Yeah. that's about it from me. Have a wonderful day. Any questions? My Facebook group is Seen Approached Employed. Pop in there if you've got any questions, you want to join the group. If you're connected to me on LinkedIn, feel free to message me. But other than that, have a lovely day and I look forward to hearing from you. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Seen Approached Employed. How do some people get seamlessly approached for amazing job after amazing job, and you're working 24/7 on finding one job? By listening to this show, you're one step closer. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from this podcast. Emma Ayer has been doing this for 20 years, and she's helped thousands of executives get real jobs. We'll be back really soon. But in the meantime, hook up with us on Facebook at Seen Approached Employed. We'll see you next time.